7:45 on a Saturday morning, time once again for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hello, Denny. How are you today?
I am quite well, feeling kind of a spring in my step, if you will. I don't know what that means, but I feel good, and I hope you are, too.
Well, I'm great, and that's going to be the subject of my talk today. You know, it is spring, but we still have winter, and I think comfort food this time of year is a wonderful thing. And what do you mean by comfort food? Well, you know, food sort of that provide a well-being feeling. Usually they're high in carb and they're very nostalgic. They're stuff you remember from a long time ago, happier, etc. Comfort food and wine are just terrific together. And there's so many wonderful comfort foods. Every single culture and every country has a particular comfort food that they like. We, being a huge melting pot in this country, have all sorts of wonderful comfort foods. If you were probably down in the South in Mississippi, Alabama, New Orleans, jambalaya or gumbo would be one of your comfort foods. Probably in Texas, it might be something like baked beans or chicken fried steak or some kind of soul food that really touches you. And those comfort foods just call for all kinds of wine. And the various different comfort foods, for example, Pinot Noir, in my opinion, that would go with very earthy dishes. So if something's got some mushrooms in it or something, Sauvignon Blanc, perfect with seafood. And don't forget white Bordeaux when you're thinking about wine to have with seafood. Say you're having a fish stew or a French bouillabaisse. White Bordeaux just goes so well with those kind of dishes. If you're having something real spicy or smoked meats, Riesling is the way to go. For example, all cultures around the Mediterranean fish countries like Portugal, Spain, Ireland, England, they all have something that's comparable to the Irish Culcannon. We talked about that last week because it's a big Irish dish in Ireland. And all it is potatoes and cod and whatever else you want to put in it. Sometimes they chop up scallions. Sometimes they put other things in there, cabbage, etc. But that's a wonderful, wonderful dish. And almost any wine goes with it. You know, biscuits and gravy or chicken biscuits and gravy. That's a wonderful... of soul food. Lasagna, you know, there's so many different kinds of lasagna. It's absolutely astonishing, and they're all the same. And who can deny the pleasures of macaroni and cheese? I mean, that is maybe the ultimate soul food, or comfort food. And soul food, of course, is comfort food as well. Chicken and noodles, or chicken and dumplings, or chicken pot pie. All great soul foods, and all take very nice wines. For example, you can have a Gultner Veltner with, or an Albarino with something that's kind of spicy or Pan-Asian. Anything rustic, Zinfandel goes very well with almost any rustic dish. And then, of course, buttermilk biscuits are absolutely the greatest comfort food. You can have any kind of dish you want, and if you've got those wonderful buttermilk biscuits on the side, it goes back to comfort food. Well, who can deny the pleasure of mom's pot roast? Golly, pot roast and gravy with oven brown potatoes or even with mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, another great comfort food. Mom's fried chicken, comfort food. Fish casseroles, chicken casseroles, any kind of casserole, any sort of stew, a great comfort food on a nippy day, you know, with a little chill in the air. Those casseroles and stews are absolutely great. And chowder is my favorite kind of soup to have on a day, or a rich, creamy soup. You know, on comfort food, you don't want any clear broths and light soups. You want something that really has some body to it. Great chicken noodle soup that's thick with chicken and even thicker with noodles is just great. And as I said, all cultures have various forms of comfort food. The French, of course, have cassoulet, which is just terrific. And it's a white bean stew that has in it chorizo, sausage, chicken, and sometimes they maybe even put shrimp in there. But boy, I'll tell you, cassoulet is one of those dishes. I love white beans to begin with, and they're absolutely great in that. Spain's paella. Paella is produced all over Spain, and depending on the area of Spain, what goes into it is what's available. And it's nothing more than a rice-based stew that is absolutely delicious. And, of course, with Spanish paella, you'd want a Spanish wine. A Tempranillo would be right in order. Any modestly priced, Tempranillo or a good Rioja would be great with paella. I mentioned Ireland before, Irish stew, and, of course, their famous Culcannon is just wonderful. The French have various stews, coq au vin, beef bourguignon, are really good. And, of course, here in America, as I said, macaroni and cheese, tuna casserole, baked bean casserole, etc. In Italy, if you're in Tuscany, how about some bread soup? Oh, I just absolutely love Tuscan bread soup. As a matter of fact, my old friend Charlie Boone and I used to just salivate because we both were very, very fond of Tuscan bread soup. And all it was, it's a peasant dish. It's soup that old stale bread has been added to with those wonderful tomato flavors and a little Italian sausage in there, etc. And those white beans, I might add, are often put in Italian bread soup. And it's just thick and rich, and boy, on a cold day, would that ever be great. And as I mentioned, of course, lasagna is naturally a very popular dish all over Italy. And again, it's like Spanish paella. Depends on the part of Italy you're in as to what they put in the lasagna. Germany, of course, has its sauerbraten, which is terrific. In the Scandinavian countries, I suppose the Swedes have their creamy meatballs, which are delicious. Danish, how about pork stuffed with prunes? Oh, it's a wonderful dish. Iceland has, again, cod and potatoes. It's a fishing country. Another reflection like that, Culcannon. Norwegian has those thick, creamy fish soups are just fabulous. And let's not forget desserts. I mean, you can have a comfort dessert. What's pudding? But a real comfort food in a dessert. And whether it's bread pudding or chocolate pudding or rice pudding, it's pudding and it is comfort food. And, of course, with those puddings, why not try something like Moscato? A sparkling Moscato with any one of those puddings would be absolutely delicious. Pies can be a comfort food. And won't be long, we'll have rhubarb, because rhubarb comes pretty early in Minnesota, and who can deny the pleasures of rhubarb pie? Just by itself is fabulous, but if you want to be adventuresome, maybe mix some strawberries in with the rhubarb, and you get a really great dish. Buckle, crisp, those are all wonderful comfort desserts, and they're just sort of like a fancy cobbler. A lot of people associate with cobbler maple syrup, and of course we get lots of that in Minnesota, and who could deny the pleasure of maple syrup, walnut, and apple cobbler? Be pretty good. Asti from Italy is another delicious wine that's often overlooked that goes perfectly, in my opinion, with any kind of comfort dessert, as does Sauterne from Bordeaux. But Sauterne's a little more sophisticated. And I think you'd be happier with a Moscato or an Asti with these kind of desserts. But, you know, anything that's based on ground beef or inexpensive dishes, and as I said earlier, that nostalgia is what really designates comfort food. Something you remember from your childhood or something you remember from happier days, and you have a little wine with that. As we've talked in the past, anything that has a spicy barbecue sauce in it, a Malbec would be great with it. Syrah, terrific wine to have with anything that's spicy and rich and heavy. Zinfandel goes with rustic foods. One of the great wines, in my opinion, that covers all comfort food is a Côte de Rhône from the Rhône Valley in France. Usually Côte de Rhône are a mixture of Grenache and Syrah and But they can be all Grenache, they can be all Syrah. But those are just great wines. And a good little Cote de Rhone usually is well under $20 a bottle. You can find some for as low as $10 a bottle. And usually the 12 to 15 range for Cote de Rhone is a good way to go because they really are perfect to have with these kind of comfort foods we've been talking about. Wild rice casserole, I'd say, could be the national dish of Minnesota. We get lots of great wild rice, and wild rice is particularly good in a casserole, although it's a little more sophisticated than just plain rice. The Pinot Noir, I said earlier, was good with earthy dishes. With seafood, you could have Sauvignon Blanc or White Bordeaux. Chardonnays go with rich, buttery foods. Champagne goes with anything that's salty. Cabernet is good with red meats. And, you know, if you're having a pot roast, but try a Bordeaux with that. Don't get in. It's like anything else. If you're having pot roast, you really don't want a very fancy Bordeaux. An inexpensive one at the lower end of the thing, where the Bordeaux would be maybe $12, $15, it'd be perfect with something like pot roast. However, if you're having beef Wellington, you might want to have a fancy one. But beef Wellington really isn't comfort food. That's kind of fancy. Rosé wines go very, very nicely with rich foods. And we often forget about rosés. You know, it isn't just a summertime wine. Rosés can be drunk year-round, and I often have a glass of rosé as an aperitif before a meal. Just terrific, and you've all heard me many times say that my favorite, of course, is Tavel. It's in the Rhone Valley. All they make there is rosé. It's pretty good. Pinot Grigio is really good with light fish dishes, and of course, Chianti goes very well with anything Italian. So if you're having one of those lasagnas or something, why not try a fairly good bottle of Chianti? I think you'll find that comfort foods will help you forget the fact that spring really hasn't sprung quite yet. And we've still got a little nasty cold ahead of us. But I'll tell you what, if you have comfort food paired with a good wine, I'm sure you can weather it very nicely to last till all of a sudden we really do have spring.
You're absolutely right, Jack, because I'm looking at the temperature. It's 2 degrees below freezing. So, yes, spring has sprung, but not quite as warm. But comfort food, a great idea still. In fact, that's going to be on the menu tonight, no doubt. Well, tell you what, how about the folks heading to Haskell's and getting some tips from all the good folks there?
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about pairing wine and foods. That's their specialty. And, you know, they're going to help you be in touch with a wine that will not break the bank, but it will make the meal that much more special because they're very good at pairing food and wine. And as I said, comfort food is my favorite kind of food to pair wine with. And the good news is comfort food is usually at the lower end of the expense spectrum, so you want a lower end wine. You really don't want to have a $50 or $75 bottle of wine with comfort food. Something around $10 or $12 would be perfect, and believe me, the folks at Haskell's can put you in touch with the right wine. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big, big dollars on wine. There's Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's right in off of 35. You'll find a Haskell's in Faribault. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and, of course, Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, and it'll take you right to the Haskell's website, as well going to WCCO.com/wine, and it also will take you right to the Haskell's website where you can really see why we're called the wine people.
Excellent, Jack, and I hope we can talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to
it. Me too. Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.